few years ago, I was an Airbnb host. I owned a rental property, two of them, in fact, that welcomed guests from around the world. And it was a really interesting experience. I was interested in it from the side hustle perspective. I wanted to kind of diversify assets and also just wanted to try something. I like to experiment and such. And of course, I loved the flexibility of it. If you're interested in Airbnb, it's good for somebody who is frequently traveling, somebody who has extra space, somebody who has a seasonal house, or perhaps somebody who's always away at the same time of year for some kind of tradition, holiday event, or work situation. Check it out for yourself. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ooh, hold up. Smell test. Go ahead. Sniff those pits. Now, your bits. Feet, toes, come on. Ugh. Could be fresher, right? It's all good. Old Spice Total Body Deodorant Spray is gentle enough to use all over your body, giving you 24/7 lasting freshness with daily use, from pits to toes and down below. So every smell test gets a... Shop for Old Spice Total Body Deodorant.
Hey there, what's up? Thanks for tuning in today. My name is Chris Gillibo, your host of Side Hustle School. Today we have a call from Michael in Delaware. Michael is interested in starting a podcast production business as a side hustle. Well, that sounds good to me. Michael's got the experience with audio production, but he's not sure where to begin with the business side of things. And this is kind of a common scenario where someone has a particular skill. They've got a technical skill, perhaps, or a skill that they have learned, you know, either through higher education or just through experience, but they're not sure how to adapt that skill or transform it into a business. So in this case, you know, the podcast industry is booming, as I'm sure you are aware, but that isn't always good news for budding podcasters or producers or engineers. And what I mean is sometimes an industry can be booming in some ways, like, you know, lots of podcasts starting. I forget the number of podcasts that are starting every day, but it's a high number, but it becomes oversaturated. So it's booming in some ways, but oversaturated in others. Depends on which part of the industry you're looking at. So in today's episode, I'm going to share a couple of practical tips and advice for Michael and for anybody else out there looking to start or grow your own side hustle. The detailed question and my answer coming up in just 30 seconds. Stay tuned.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is Michael from Wilmington, Delaware. I think you came here on a tour a long time ago, but I missed it. Anyway, I'm interested in starting a podcast production business as a side hustle. Seems like everyone's doing a podcast these days. I have experience with audio production, but I'm less clear about the business side of things. What would you suggest I do as a starting point? How can I find clients, and what factors should I consider when pricing my services as a beginner?
All right, Michael, thanks for the question. And you're right, everybody's got a podcast these days. It's good and bad, okay? You know, good news is podcasts are cool. I mean, I think so. Bad news is that everyone's an audio producer as well, right? Like everybody's got a podcast, but so many people are just kind of doing the DIY thing. And I think that's fine in lots of ways. You know, it's like anything else in life, like learning to build a website. Your website's not going to be as good as a professional designer would do, but there's a lot of value in learning to do something. And then if you want to invest in it, you know, then that's when, of course, you bring on the designer, you know, the audio producer, whatever that thing is for any particular field. But again, for the everyone has a podcast thing, you know, the issue is lots of people have that problem solved. They're using some really simple software that does a pretty decent job. So what can you do in this situation? I think you have two approaches. You've got approach number one, which is to go on Fiverr, maybe Upwork as well, could be some other platforms. You know, these platforms where you can go and bid for jobs and create a profile and build that profile with reviews and such. So go on a site like Fiverr, get ready to do a lot of small jobs for a lot of small money. And that also isn't bad, just to be clear. You know, you're not going to make a ton of money, but it can be helpful experience. like especially for someone like Michael who's new to the business world. You know, there are people on Fiverr that are doing, you know, three or four, sometimes more jobs every day, you know, again, for pretty small money, but they are getting a lot of experience through that and they are building up reviews. And sometimes this leads to longer contracts, you know, if nothing else, it leads to that experience, but it can also lead to contracts and contacts, both of those. So that's a good approach for somebody who's just getting started. Approach number two, which doesn't have to be exclusive, by the way, like you can work towards this as you're doing approach number one. Approach number two is to create a brand identity that focuses on a high touch, higher end kind of bespoke service, you know, and that's ultimately, I think, what most people want if they go into this kind of world. You know, that's better in every way except one. You know, it's better because, you know, it's more money, it's longer term, it's sustainable and so on. So what's not good, the only problem is like, where do the customers come from? Like, where are the clients? You know, obviously, if it were easy, nobody would be doing $5 and $10 gigs on Fiverr. So you're going to need to spend a lot of time marketing with this approach, you know, at least in the beginning. And as part of that, you know, reach out to everybody you know, reach out to people you don't know. Like you can try pitching professional podcasters or anybody with a podcast that's kind of up and coming. You know, send cold emails. Most of them won't go anywhere, but, you know, maybe if you send 50 inquiries, one or two will get a response. You know, it's possible. Like I hear stories like that all the time. You know, like you said, everyone has a podcast. So maybe someone needs help. Then you can start with that person, you know, or those people and do a good job, charge more than the low rates typically found on Fiverr and build up from there. So I think those are kind of the two paths, which, as I said, don't have to be exclusive necessarily. Michael, good luck. Let us know what happens. Listeners, if you have a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll be featuring them throughout the year, along with updates from listeners as they launch their projects. Hey, whatever you're up to today, be sure to take some time for yourself, work toward a goal you believe in, and of course, come back tomorrow. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.